This fall, Washington voters will consider Initiative 1501. It's a measure to protect seniors, vulnerable adults, and their caregivers. But there aren't many senior advocacy groups endorsing it. We have two reports on the measure. We start with KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
For several years now, AARP Washington has been educating its members about fraud and identity theft. It has supported efforts to protect seniors. But when it came to Initiative 1501, AARP decided to stay neutral.
We think that it neither hurts the protection of vulnerable adults, nor does it particularly help them.
Doug Shadell is state director of AARP Washington.
There's already a really strong identity theft statute in the state of Washington that makes it a Class B felony if you're convicted of ID theft, and it's more than $1,500.
Only one senior group, the Washington Senior Citizens Lobby, endorsed Initiative 1501. The measure would increase penalties for identity theft. It would also restrict public records requests for names and addresses of vulnerable adults and their caregivers. Shadell says protecting personal information is a good idea, but in reality, that's not how identity thieves generally operate.
They do not file public record acts requests to get their victims. That's not how it works. What they will do is they will steal your mail. They will hire other drug addicts to go out and break into your car and get your personal information. And that is how identity theft happens.
Shadell says Initiative 1501 is narrowly focused on identity theft when elder abuse and exploitation in general is a bigger problem. David Lord, policy director of Disability Rights Washington, agrees. And often he says the perpetrator is not a stranger, but someone who's familiar.
Identity theft is less of the issue than the exploitation that happens and the thefts that happen from people that actually know the individual, either as a home care worker or even a family member.
Both Lord and Shadell say seniors and people with disabilities are vulnerable to abuse and exploitation. They prefer to direct their efforts at a bill that's likely to be reintroduced in Olympia next session. That bill would increase penalties and help prosecutors when going after people who prey on vulnerable adults. But depending on who you ask, Initiative 1501 isn't about protecting the elderly. As you'll hear next, it's about a longstanding fight over union enrollment. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.
I'm Carolyn Adolph. Opponents of Initiative 1501 argue the measure is a smokescreen for a union that's trying to protect itself. And here's what the Service Employees International Union is trying to protect. For years, it's been automatically getting fresh members because states have been treating home care workers as union employees, automatically signing them up to pay union dues. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court decided these workers had the right to opt out of the union and keep all their money. The Freedom Foundation, based in Olympia, rejoiced at that court decision. It's an opponent of big government and big unions, and it's been trying to contact every caregiver that it can to tell them the news. Initiative 1501 would make that harder by closing a loophole in the state's public records law.
It's just to serve as a smokescreen.
This is Max Nelson of the Freedom Foundation.
Initiative 1501 for SEIU is really a last-ditch effort to change the public records law and prevent these providers of learning about their rights.
At the end of the day, with those guys, it's about union busting.
This is Brittany Johnson, a home care worker and a leader for SEIU. She's talking about the Freedom Foundation.
But at the end of the day, when it's with us, it's about protecting our families.
The Freedom Foundation has been hunting down all the information it can on caregivers in the state so it can contact them directly. Max Nelson.
Now that caregivers do have a meaningful choice, it's up to them. They need to be aware of their rights. They need to be aware about how to exercise them.
Brittany Johnson says she was contacted shortly after she moved to her first apartment.
I hadn't even received bills yet, but I received a letter from Freedom Foundation, and they were telling me about this union, and I'm like, who are these people?
Johnson says she received a lot of mail from the Freedom Foundation.
How did they know where I live? How do they know that I'm a caregiver? Later on, my clients received phone calls asking, did I work for them? Am I a caregiver? And I'm just like, who are you?
Right now, under the state's public records law, the Freedom Foundation can get caregivers' names, which leads to their addresses. Initiative 1501 would bar the release of all of a caregiver's personal information. The SEIU is spending $1.5 million to support it. The Freedom Foundation isn't spending anything to fight the initiative. No one is. But the Freedom Foundation and the SEIU have been tangling in the courts, with the union trying to protect its membership. Brittany Johnson says she thinks SEIU is a target because people fear it will become more powerful.
The great thing about SEIU that a lot of people fear is we're Service Employees International Union, not just caregivers, service employees. So any service that a person works and that they provide for another human being, we are there having the back of those people. And Big Corp don't want that.
Initiative 1501 is asking voters to help protect vulnerable people in care. But advocates say it's too narrow to actually work. The initiative is also asking voters to pick a side between a union and its adversary. And in the middle are caregivers and the fate of their personal information. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.